I want to read from the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, verse 6. Hear the word of God. Be anxious for nothing, Paul's instructing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, this is asking, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. When I look at that verse, I see two things that immediately come out. Number one, the Lord is telling us, don't be anxious. Now, I don't know about you, but we have to fight to not be anxious. Do you ever feel anxious? I mean, when things happen in life that we feel are out of our control, the natural human tendency is to be anxious about it. But the Word of God is telling us, guard your heart. Be anxious for nothing, but rather make your request, your supplication, be made known to God with thanksgiving. So I just want to encourage us today. There's probably things in your life right now that you're anxious about. Maybe some of you are students right now and you're anxious about your exams or you're anxious about something that's going on in college. Maybe somebody else is anxious about a health concern that you or somebody in your family has. Maybe it's money. It could be anything. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, let's just take a step back. Let's just pause for a second and say, Father God, I realize that I'm falling short of your word. That, Father, your word tells me, be not anxious. But Father, I am anxious. Help me today. I lift this concern up to you right now. And whatever that concern is, you just lift that up to the Lord right now. Say, Father, I ask you to strengthen me with your peace right now, because you have promised to be active in my life as I include you in my life and ask you to be active in my life. And Father, I also want to come to you right now with the spirit of thanksgiving, thanking you for all the things that you've already done in the past. Father, I'm asking you now to give me faith in this situation. And Father, I repent of anxiety. Help me to guard my heart from it. God bless you, beloved. Pass this on to a friend. Somebody probably needs to hear it. Until next week, this is Rabbi Schneider saying, I love you and shalom.